Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first official The Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Boy, that feels weird to say, but I think I really am going to enjoy the sound of that. I'm Chris. Joining me tonight, Tommy, say hello to the good people.
Hello to the good people.
Jeremy, say hello.
Say hello.
Close enough. In this podcast, we want to talk about the new website. We haven't really come out and said too much. We really, in our mind, haven't officially launched it. We're lucky enough to have a lot of people come out and mention the site and post it on Twitter and Facebook and post it on their forums because they recognize where we're going with the site, what our goals are. But we thought, why not come out and directly just say what we plan on doing and our goal and vision with the site? First off, I think it's pretty clear, and you can see all of this in our forum rules on the website. Our main goal is to be the premier NCAA football community site on the web, and also just a great site for sports gaming, video game discussion, and just general camaraderie. I'm going to ask you guys to kind of give your thoughts on the site and the goal, not just a one-person thing, but we're really doing this for the community. We're a couple guys, we've been around internet forums and sports gaming forums for a long time, not a new endeavor for any of us. Tommy, I'll let you talk about the site, the goal, and where you think we'll be going in the future.
Kind of like you mentioned, I mean, basically our idea is just to basically be like the best NCAA football site out there, you know, have all the information, have all of the go-to resources that anybody could ever want to see and ever find, and basically just be here for the community. I mean, we want to help better the game and also get people in contact with other people that want to help better the game, you know, basically make this a site that everybody has the same interests in mind and everybody just wants to get together and kind of have the similar thoughts and feelings that we do, that, you know, we're just out there wanting to enjoy not only playing the game, but also enjoy talking about the game, enjoy find people who we enjoy playing the game with, et cetera. I mean, it's just kind of it's kind of our vision. And we think a lot of people share the same vision of what our ideal community is about.
And that's the big thing. Is we're all on the same page here, unified in the goal. And one thing we're also going to do is bring over something that, Jeremy, you're very familiar with, is discussion on Tiger Woods PGA Tour. For those of us, a lot of football guys in real life, they enjoy golf. And coincidentally enough, a lot of guys who play NCAA football enjoy playing Tiger Woods, the franchise from EA Sports. Talk about the Tiger League that you'll be running this year.
Yeah, similar to what we did in with the Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 game, we're going to be myself and Violator and a couple others that will probably help out. We're going to be running ourselves another nice little casual league. We're going to kick this off sometime in July, probably, once everybody kind of gets used to the new differences in playstyles for Tiger 11, what that gives you. There's a little bit of a difference this year that some of the gamers may need to get to. Additionally, we've merged my old Back 9 blog in with the Gaming Tailgate, and you'll notice some of the up-to-date Tiger news there on the homepage. You can go to the Back 9 blog from there, or you can still go to back9blog.net and you'll go right to it. And then also kind of just what Tommy said, the three of us have been kind of together in the same circle of the NCAA football gaming for a little over a year now, even longer than that. But I mean, when we all first kind of met at the community day for NCAA football 10, you know, this is something that, you know, was in the back of our minds that we, you know, wanted to get a fresh start with all of the information and takes that we all have and all the fans have. And, you know, I think we have going to have a lot to offer you coming on down the road for the Gaming Tailgate.
And like you guys mentioned, we've been doing a lot to focus on the community, even in our kind of pre-release or pre-launch stage that we're in right now with Community Spotlight. We've had articles from yourself, Jeremy. We've had Jake Stein, a very well-known community member, other articles, tourney recaps. We really want to focus on the community. And it's not about us, and it's not about purely wish lists and feedback. It's enjoying the game, offering unique ways to enjoy the game, strategies, tips. And also a big thing is that when it comes to donating and subscribing, you can always use a little bit of help in covering those server costs, but we want to make it worth it for people who do donate. If you choose not to, that's cool. You'll get a great experience. If you do, we really want to make sure that we're rewarding people who do that. And right now, the big thing is you get access to the blog feature of the site. Very cool for highlighting your thoughts, whether it be on the game, on sports in general, gaming in general, whatever you want, dynasty reports, campus legend reports, it doesn't matter. Plus, down the line, we have some cool things in store that I think once we get everything ironed out, people are really going to be impressed with it. Not only with the site do we want to get the community involved, but even with the podcast, we want the community to feel involved. And if there's ever a topic you want to hear us talk about, if you want to give your thoughts and have us discuss during the course of the show, we have a direct email address, podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. Send in any feedback, good or bad, the topics you like, don't like, your thoughts on the game or recent show, anything. We would love to hear it. In terms of also building community interaction and camaraderie, we have special Gaming with the Gaming tailgate nights. We've recently had one for Red Dead Redemption. Our next one coming up is for Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11. Jeremy, what's the day and time for that for people who may be wondering?
We're going to roll out with that on June 17th, which is just about, about 8 or 10 days after the release of the game. 9 o'clock Central Time. We tried an 8 o'clock Central Time with Red Dead Redemption, and we didn't quite some of the guys weren't really free until about, you know, around 9:30, 10 o'clock. So we're going to go with June 17th at 9 o'clock, and going to hit the links with the new game.
Can't wait. That demo's been a lot of fun. To wrap up the show, we're going to talk about our history. For those of you out there who may not be familiar with us, over the past few years, we've been lucky enough to go to some of the NCAA football community events. Jeremy, you've been to also some community events, including the Tiger event this year and last year. Jeremy and I were part of the EA Sports Game Changers program. I'll let you guys talk about real briefly kind of your history with the game. I know, Tommy, you've helped run some leagues in the past, real extensive experience in Dynasty Mode. I'll let you go first.
I've been a member at a bunch of the different sites throughout the years. Basically, anything and everything I could ever hear about the game, I always wanted to find out about it. So that's kind of driven me to find out about the game and kind of share it with everybody. I've also ran a league or dynasty ever since NCAA 04. We've actually had the same a bunch of the same group of guys participate in the league or dynasty, and it's been going really strong. We're built around Sunbelt teams, SBCOL, if you've ever heard of it. Kind of a small group of guys that we just kind of like to have fun. I've actually been in other leagues and dynasties throughout the years, and just kind of here in the past couple of years, I've been getting involved more in terms of EA bringing us in. I've been part of the past community day events that the EA's brought us in, NCAA Football 10 and NCAA Football 11. Really enjoyed the time down there and enjoyed kind of getting a fresh look at the game and seeing what the development team had in store for us for that year. Looking forward to what we're going to do with the site and looking forward to getting to know everybody that's going to be involved with the site. So.
And Jeremy, you've been a part of a couple leagues. I know you and I have been in the same leagues before in the past. You helped run the Tiger League that we talked about earlier. Talk about your history real briefly at some of the EA community events and what we do there in terms of it's really not about us, but about conveying the community goals and wishes to the development team and meeting with them.
Yeah, my first taste of working with EA Sports directly down at Tiburon in Orlando, that was in February of last year for the Tiger 10 event, and then was invited back the following month for NCAA 10. You know, just plugged away that whole day of giving them feedback and such. And then to come back in 2010 and take a look at the Tiger and NCAA 11 games over multiple days was truly a treat, and we've definitely bombarded them with pages and pages of material to give them. You know, and unlike last year, Chris and I were invited back to help out with the NFL draft coverage that they did on their website, and we were also able to get another look at the current build of the NCAA football game. Got a look at, see what the demo looked like, got to see what their improvements they had made, had a nice chat with Anthony White, and I tell you what, I mean, the interaction with the devs and the community managers the past couple of years has just been astounding.
I'd say there's a lot of potential out there for people who, a lot of people wonder, well, how can I get to go to a community event? Well, nowadays, with the beauty of the internet, you don't have to go to a community event to have an impact on the game. There's community managers, there's developers on forums, they read, they post that. I think anyone and everyone, as long as they know how to be constructive in their criticism and feedback, they have a voice and say with the game. They may not realize it. You'd be surprised how much these developers and everyone involved with the game read on forums. And to wrap up today's show, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Everything we post in terms of news and content goes up on those sites and on YouTube. We post all the videos we can, as well as our video podcast. So for Tommy and Jeremy, I'm Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Gaming Tailgate podcast, and make sure to check us out at thegamingtailgate.com.